Oh, what a mess. This is the news, according to me. Good morning to those of you who are listening from across the fruited plain. A lot of fruits out there. It's all fruited. It's 8:15 a.m. Tuesday morning, March 1st. First of the month. First day of the month. And at the current moment, it looks like I will be able to have a show through the rest of the week. It will be, we'll be doing the show all week long, I think. Thursday's show will be a little bit later in the day, but I'll try to get the show out in the morning as early as possible. Tomorrow morning will be much earlier than usual. And of course, tomorrow's Wednesday, so Thursday would be the next day. And yeah, I'd like to, of course, there's a lot going on in the news cycle, and everybody's talking about it. Of course, I know that it's been a while since I've done a show. I was going to do one over the weekend. I was going to do one actually Sunday evening that I was going to post on Monday morning. And there's just been a whole lot of rhetoric and a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of confusion, you might say. And of course, it all revolves around, you all know what I'm talking about. It all revolves around what's in my cup. And I have, in my cup, I have a hot, this morning I just have regular hot chocolate. No creamer, no nothing. Just hot chocolate. I know it sounds like a conspiracy. It sounds like a bogus report, like some kind of lore, but it's not. It's true. It's just a hot chocolate. Yeah, in my Rapala cup. So I'm sipping on that. It is hot. It's still hot, believe it or not. I actually got down here, got my hot chocolate made. I'm at my home studio this morning. And I've got some errands to run today. But snow is melting. It's supposed to be above freezing every day this week. Actually, we're supposed to get up in the 60s, I think, by the end of the week. Possibly. At least for the highs. The lows are still supposed to be, sub-zero temperatures. I don't know. Something. See, the a lot of things are going on in the news. Yesterday morning, in fact, I was still hearing on Fox News, Fox and Friends, I think it was. I was listening to them for a little while. And they were still talking about this Snake Island thing, where these 13 soldiers were being very obstinate to the attack boats that were coming at their island to take over the island. And they were basically telling them off, and they all ended up dying. They all got killed in defiance of Russia. That wasn't true. Apparently there was more than 13 people there, and apparently they all got captured, and they were all alive last we heard from them. We believe they may be in Russia right now, and we don't know if they'll ever be seen again, but they were supposedly, they were showing them getting off of the boat and probably being taken to some kind of, I'm sure a 5-star hotel is where they were taking them, I'm sure. That's probably what they were doing with them. Now, I don't know. There's a whole lot of bad information. And, of course, there's a whole lot of stuff being made up about what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. It's a serious time for them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to belittle what's happening there, and I'm not trying to overemphasize what's happening there. People are going through a very difficult time, to say the least. We want to continue to pray for them and just that they would be wise in everything that they do, decisions that they make. The whatever it is they choose to do. You know, I'm hearing all the pundits out there just rattling. Everybody's got an opinion on this. Of course, so do I. Because this is the news according to me. And that's what you're going to get. You're going to get what I think about this. And hopefully I can stimulate some thought in your brain. That's really all I'm here for. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a virologist or a social engineer. I'm not a geopolitical expert. And I'm not a rodeo clown yet. I'm still working on that certification. I got to pass the test. The written test is pretty tough, working on that stuff. But other than that, you will get my opinion. I'm a guy with a radio-like voice. And actually, I have a radio in my car. So I am a guy with a radio. I almost wanted to stop there and just say, I'm a guy with a radio. That's all I've got. I got a radio. I listen to it. And my record player. Tell your kids, you know, at night when the record player, when they play the TV, the record player, whatever. So Joe Biden said something very alarming yesterday. I think it was yesterday. He was asked if whether or not there was going to be. I was going to try to get the clip on this. I just heard it this morning. Didn't want to go back over all my stuff and try to refine that thing. So I'm just going to tell you what he said. He was asked point blank, should we be concerned about nuclear war? He said no. Right away he said no. Which leads me to believe that we should be, because everything this guy says is the opposite is true. Everything. I'm trying to find something that this guy has said that has actually been on point and correct. We hear the news about the Afghan army. We hear the news about whatever it is. It's just he'll say one thing and the opposite is always the truth. He wants to just speak and make it so. That's the way this administration, the leftists, are that way. They think that propaganda is such a powerful tool. See, they don't believe in the Holy Spirit. They don't believe in, no, that government is their God. And God is just a means to placate those fundamental flat earthers out there who think that God is some, you know, we just have to say God once in a while. Oh, God bless you. Or God, just mention God's name once in a while, and that gets you in with the Bible believers. They're so out of touch in their little bubble about what America stands for and what our faith is and what a real faith in God is. A relationship with the living God. They have no idea. Maybe they do. I don't know. Maybe they just choose to blatantly disregard it. Clinging to your guns and your religion. Collision or Bibles or whatever he said. Just the sheer cynicism of that statement tells you everything you need to know. Matt Walsh did a little TikTok thing about people who hate America. This is about 7 months old, but for some reason it popped up on my feed this morning. So I watched it. It was kind of interesting. He was talking about people on TikTok who hate America. And it was excellent. I mean, it's just in true Matt Walsh form, he just peels all the veneer off and just lets them have it. People sitting there making TikTok videos saying how much they hate America and they want to get out of it. Why are you people wanting to come here as America? We don't want to be here. Well, there's no lock on the door, buddy. That was my first thought when I heard the guy. People who want to escape to Canada. Well, that'll be great. Yeah, we see what happens there. You see, you really don't hate America. You hate yourself. That was the end of his point. And that was my first thought was, you know, what is it these people really hate? What they really hate is themselves. No matter where they go, they're not going to be happy. Sitting there with your $900 phone that you're making your TikTok video on, laying on your bed, eating Cheetos, telling everybody that our country is horrible, terrible place to be. You roll out of bed at 10 o'clock in the morning and fix yourself a snack and go back to your sofa and play your video games. Terrible. So, it's a mess over there right now. We're hearing all kinds of weird, strange stories coming from over there. There's one situation where there was a tank that supposedly ran over a car. More stories are coming out about that, about what actually happened. The story, the TikTok video of the aircraft flying over, supposedly kind of a sonic boom or some kind of a missile strike you hear, and then there's a baby crying, and it's that's went viral. Everybody's seen that. 10 million people have seen that one, apparently. That's been proven to be kind of a doctored up strange thing. And then there's other things with, well, the whole story about the island thing. That's one of the bigger ones. It's been debunked. And it was debunked before. Yeah, I heard it was debunked on Sunday, and Fox News is still playing and talking about the story on Monday morning. Come on, guys. We have MSNBC now completely dropping anything about Trump. Well, except for when they want to blame Trump for what's going on in Ukraine. Yes, I kid you not. They are still blaming Trump for what's going on in Ukraine. There's actually somebody who has this weird, wacky, crazy theory who was on. I heard the report last night. I'm going to talk about conspiracy theories. This is as bad as Q. The cult has gotten just as bad as the whole Q thing. I don't know, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Q thing, there's this theory that there's the Q organization out there, QAnon or whatever it's called, is out there, and it's ready to swoop in and take over the world and take back the countries and make the world a utopian place and get rid of all the pedophiles and all the people in leadership that are so corrupt. It's just they're gonna root out all the corruption, and we're going to be under this new righteous era of whatever. That's what I've gathered from it anyway. Maybe I'm totally wrong about that, but that's what I've understood. That there's these military leaders behind the scene that are going to swoop in and give us back our society. Because, you know, hope springs eternal. People are looking for that. They want this society that's going to be utopic, if that's a word. I don't know if it is or not. That's a utopian type of society where all the bad people are finally rooted out and justice is done. Well, that ain't going to happen until a certain individual descends down on the Mount of Olives. And that's going to be a little while because, first of all, there has to be, there's not just, everybody thinks it's going to happen all in one time. There's the rapture, which some of you don't believe in, I'm sure, don't believe in that. There's the great taking away or the snatching away. And the those who are, you know, basically caught up for the wedding feast. And then there's the time when he will have his second coming. There's going to be, Christians are going to be removed from the earth. The believers are going to be gone. And then dare I say, all hell will literally break loose. This is a term that we use a lot, but that is what's going to happen. The enemy will be unfettered. You know, there was a movie a while back. It's called Left Behind. Left Behind series. I think there was like three of them, I believe. Anyway, it was a big deal back in the 80s, early 80s. I think the movie came out is when I think it came out. Not positive of that. And it was this big deal. There were some churches that would play it in the evenings. They played it like 3 weeks in a row. You'd come in and watch one, and you watch another one the next week, and watch another one. And it was intense, you know, and they would kind of interject Bible teaching a little bit with what the movie said. And it goes along with a, what should I say, the Western understanding of Scripture, the Western perspective, Western thought and interpretation of Scripture. However, we have to realize, we have to remember that the Bible existed before King James. There are people, there are organizations in this country. There are still churches in this country that believe in King James only. That's the only version of the Bible you can have. Now, the question is, there is then, okay, which version of the King James version do you want? Because there were several different publications of that. And when I've brought this up, this has come up. I've filled a few pulpits a couple times. Not very often, but occasionally I get to fill a pulpit for somebody. And I had a message one time, and it was about angels, but I won't get into the subject about it, what the subject matter was. But I made a statement about angels that someone, there was quite the uproar among some people in the church where I spoke. I actually got phone calls at my house who disagreed with what I said. And they said, well, it says very clearly in the Bible, it says this, so it must be that. I said, well, what version are you reading? Well, just the common version of everybody that has. I said, well, what version is that? She didn't know. I caught her. I didn't mean to catch her in this, but she was... I think she was kind of looking for her Bible as she was talking to me, and she found it, and she told me what the Bible version was. I said, well, some versions say that, some versions don't. I said, so I guess it just depends on what you want to put your faith in, which version is correct. I said, first of all, we need to understand this is not a salvation issue. Whether you believe this or not doesn't matter. God's not going to expel you from heaven because you don't happen to believe this particular thing. And yet she was pretty emphatic. They were willing to dismiss me over this as a heretic and a doctrine of demon teacher. but they thought that this was that important. And there are some things that just aren't. However, if you really want to be right, if being right is your religion, then that's some people, that's what it is. That they think that they need to be so, that's being, it's all about being right. Being correct. Because if you're wrong about any of this, because there's going to be a test, you know, at the final, you know, there's going to be a final test here at the end here. You take a final test before you can get through the gates. I'm convinced that's what some people actually think. You can pass the test. You have all the right knowledge. You have all the right things in your head. Well, there's something to be said for striving for the truth and wanting to know what the truth is. But if that is the case, then you need to keep your mind open in certain areas about what is truth. And the truth is embodied in a person. What is the way? What is the truth? What is the life? There was an individual who said, I embody those things. I am the way. I am the truth. And it wasn't Anthony Fauci. I know you're getting confused here with who that might be. He said he's the science. Now, that's a whole different thing. When Messiah said he was the truth, that's a living person who is the truth. So when you want to know what truth is, and ironically, someone kind of asked that question as he was being put through trial before his crucifixion. One of those individuals said, what is truth? You're looking right at it, buddy. Truth in the flesh, right there. So, when we come down to this idea of what is truth, and we have to realize our scriptures that we're reading in the West were not written. You know, Paul didn't walk around. The Apostle Paul, Rabbi Shaul, did not walk around with a King James Bible. In fact, the New Testament hadn't been written yet, hadn't been canonized. He was writing letters to churches. The scriptures that they were referring to were the Torah. Basically what we would call the Old Testament now. Those were the scriptures that they were quoting from and living by. The people on the left, the leftists who have faith in government, and they won't admit, most of them won't admit this, they won't say it this way, but the way they live is very obvious, that government is their God. It's this strange kind of mixture of, they're very cynical towards Bible believers. But they believe that this, some kind of better society that we're creating is somehow elevating us. We're more enlightened and more in touch with, well, like Oprah says, the God in you. That's the spiritism of all that stuff, all that stuff. You need to be one with the universe. But they don't want to be accountable to a sovereign God, not the God of the Bible. They want government to be your source, your supplier, the one you turn to. Because if they're sitting at the top of that and they decide they're the deciders, they've lifted themselves up as gods. And it becomes this weird psychological, psychomaniac existence that they live. Anyway, so a couple questions have come up with this whole Ukrainian thing. One of them is this. Putin is insane, first of all. We all know that. He has a weird, perverted view of the world. There's some interesting things being said about what's going on internally in Russia right now. Now, Putin must have people around him who are solidly supporting him. And he has established these despots do this is they establish different groups around them. And this is why you have to have divisions. This is why you have to have divided people groups. Because you can have one people group that is supporting you. They're all afraid of each other. And you can sig one group on another and wipe them out, kill them, have them killed. They know that if they dissent, if they go the opposite direction, if they have a disagreement, if they voice their objection to something that the benevolent leader is suggesting, they will be eliminated. And this will happen wherever you are in the world. This is Vlad has reached out to people all over the globe and found ways to get rid of people. This has happened, folks, in modern times, in my lifetime. I've seen this has happened. Vlad has done this. And it's not just him by himself. He's got people surrounding him, people who are supporting him. And yet they tried to make Trump out to be one of these people. Just pure insanity. It's all delusional baloney. So here we are. Now, you remember Joe Biden said, oh, well, Putin doesn't want me to be president because he knows he's not going to get away with anything. That didn't wash out very well, did it? Well, this is Trump's fault. Trump didn't do anything for 4 years. No, that doesn't make sense either, Joe. Now, I'm seeing about five or six different ways, and I won't get into them in this particular show. Three in particular of how this could go down in a way that could actually draw NATO into this whole thing and draw us into, literally draw us into a nuclear conflict. First of all, I'm not going to try to psychoanalyze Vladimir Putin. I'm really not. I'm going to suggest a few things about what I think he's thinking. And this is all conjecture and all speculation on my point. I don't have any idea. I do understand the nature of human beings. I do understand the nature of power and how it corrupts people. I also understand the nature that power comes with a price. Nobody actually has ultimate power. At least no human being on this planet has that kind of power. They're all subject to something. I think it was Stalin who said, you know, it's like a person driving a car. People see the person driving by steering the car thinking he's driving, but he's actually not really. Someone else is actually driving the car. Stalin made some kind of weird comment like that. That's a paraphrase. I'm not sure exactly how he said it, but that's, he said something to that effect. He was like, even he at the top of his, as the leader, either realized that he wasn't totally in control because there were forces outside of his knowledge or something outside of his, you know, think of how many times world leaders or generals or people in battle and war have said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to march over there. We're going to do that. And then all of a sudden, the next thing, they got it all planned out. They got it figured out. They know how they're counting bullets. They know how many bullets they have. They know how many people they have. They know the odds of how they get this done. And we're going to win this battle. They execute the command and they start their battle plan. And then it rains. And fog rolls in. And then there's ice and it's freezing and the mud. And the trucks get stuck. And things don't work out quite the way they thought. And then about the time the trucks get stuck, the fog rolls away. The enemy sees where they are. And they wipe them out. This has happened. Stuff like this has happened. If you hear about the War of Independence we fought against England, all the things that would happen there in battle. Well, maybe some of these things were made up. I don't know. But there were some very interesting stories about stuff that happened. As well as interesting stories, you know, even in the Iraq War. Even as modern warfare as well. As we've seen, if you want to call it that, modern warfare. There are some very interesting things, stories that have happened, things that, you know, there's just been this intervention almost as if it was, you know, the tables turned because of weather or because of some unforeseen circumstance. Now, in the case of Vladimir Putin, there are people around him that he still has to appease. He has to tread lightly with. Because his power hangs in the balance of being able to make sure he has loyalty around him. And one of the ways he does that is by seeing to it that nobody talks about him. If anybody does, they get told on, and the next thing you know, they're gone. So that makes everybody else straighten up and behave. Don't say anything bad to anybody else, because that person's going to go tell. And then the next thing you know, you're going to the principal's office, which is just a big, deep hole up in Siberia. That's kind of the nature of what we have here. Now, Vlad has basically experienced ultimate power, the closest thing you can get to that, for a number of years here. He's got his political machine, very well oiled in Russia. And somehow, like a junior high kid in California, he thinks he's entitled to Ukraine for some reason. that he will make things better for the people of Ukraine by coming in there. Now, think about this. He's all upset that that Ukraine is being used to supposedly plant nuclear warheads on his border. Now, think about this. So he's going to take over Ukraine and basically move his border next to all the NATO countries that do have missiles. I don't understand how this is supposed to help him out in terms of that. If that's his excuse for going in there. Now, who's the aggressor here? Let's just back it up and let's get some basic things going on here. So Putin thinks that Ukraine was a threat to Russia. So he has to go in and take it over. Who's the one threatening here? You don't think he could have defended himself against Ukraine? Now, I think he's going to run into a first, and then the second issue here is that we have people leaving Ukraine in droves, millions of people leaving. What kind of country are you going to have after that? And who's going to want to take over that country? Now, think about this. They're apparently during these talks, there was this idea. There's some people have this idea that what he's going to do is he's going to take over the entire country, and then he's going to negotiate back and give maybe Kyiv back and some other things back, and just kind of keep parts of the country to get the world off his back. Now, what's going to happen? I think that a couple things could be happening here in Putin's head. One is maybe he realizes he may not be living much longer, and that's either physically or politically. He may know his days are numbered politically, that there may have already been rumblings about replacing Putin, putting in someone else. Because, you see, he's installed. He's not. He's much like our current vice president. He was not. He was just selected. And nobody can question the results of an election over there, by the way. Because, you know, that's perfect. Their elections are perfect. Yeah, I don't know if anybody sees the parallels here in But you notice, did you notice this one thing? And this is what I talked about last week. I said something about this, about the whole news cycle and the theater, the political theater that happens. All of a sudden, Hunter Biden's not in the news. All of a sudden, Justin Trudeau's not in the news. All of a sudden, the State of the Union, was it last night? Was there even one? Or is it tonight? It's tonight. I think it's tonight. State of the Union is tonight. And I believe that the convoy is supposed to be descending on the Capitol, which they've now fenced in again because these insurrectionists are coming with their big trucks. These people waving flags and singing the national anthem. They're coming to take over the country. We'll protect ourselves from these people. Quoting their scriptures and singing their patriotic songs and hymns. Can't have that. We must fortress. Build a fortress around our temple of democracy. It's craziness. This is just insanity on their part. It's just... The show has gotten out of control. And they've lived in a bubble for so long, they have no idea what America is really about. I think that all we care about is personal pronouns and adverbs, dangling modifiers. I don't know what else. It's absolutely reached a point of insanity. And, of course, then you have certain individuals who've been there for 50 years who have to run again because of the children. It's always because of the children. She loves to eat children. Did I say that out loud? I think I did. Yeah. I don't know. So this whole thing in Ukraine, and you got people all over this place. If you come out against the idea of America being involved in Ukraine, then all of a sudden you're a Putin cheerleader, you're a Russian sympathizer, and you're on their side, and you're treasonous. If you come out for Ukraine and think that we should go in there, now you're a war hawk, of course. Now, this, of course, Biden came out beforehand and was all the people around him were all saying that these sanctions were going to be tough and cruel, and this is all going to come down on him if he tries to come into Ukraine. This doesn't work with other people. They can try this propaganda machine in the United States where they just say it and make it so. This doesn't work in places that don't listen to them. Now, Putin knows all the consequences that are possibly on the table in terms of the SWIFT banking issues, the sanctions that are there. You have to know. He knew everything that could potentially be sanctioned. And he knows. He knows full well as well. He's got his hands around the necks of some of the people in Europe. And you don't know what kind of payoffs and payola and all kinds of dirty stuff has been going on in the UK that Putin has particular individuals kind of under his thumb or on the payroll. You don't know. Oh, you don't think that can happen? Hunter Biden? Burisma? China? Belarus? There's a lot of stuff going on with our leaders. They take payola under the table. They take, a couple million bucks. Okay, I'll take a couple million bucks. We'll just kind of make this policy work. They may not take it directly. They have family members. This kind of stuff is going on in Europe as well. Don't think for a minute. In fact, I think it's probably worse there. The deals that are cut under the table with Merkel, Johnson, who knows who else. There are things that they could do today. Today, there are things that they could do today that would shut down Vladimir Putin. One of the things that was asked by a reporter, I think she was kind of innocently asking the question and realized this is a problem. She had to ask the question twice and didn't get an answer. I think Biden said something about we can even sanction Vladimir Putin personally. She said, why not do it today, sir? He didn't answer the question. She asked him again, realizing, this is a question you don't want to ask. I'm going to ask it again. He went on to the next question. Why don't you do it today? Now, there was an interesting development this morning I heard about some pilots. They're picking up some airplanes from Poland. They're MiGs. I guess they're older MiGs. They're picking up airplanes. Now, this is where it could get a little tangly here, because Putin thinks that if any NATO countries get involved with what's going on, in fact, he's making threats now that they're dropping cluster bombs. They're dropping vapor bombs. These are nasty, nasty weapons that have been outlawed by, like, as if there's any rules in war. You've always heard, at least I always heard growing up, all's fair in love and war. There's no rules in war. The only rule is you win. This whole idea of war crimes is always kind of, so we played fair, we won the war, we went to war against somebody else, killed a bunch of their people, and took over their country. We did it all fair, did it all by the rules, had a referee out there watching everything, and everything was good. Nobody's, no problem. This whole thing kind of reminds me a little bit of George Bush when he went into Iraq. Some people are saying that Putin has a personal vendetta, something about Ukraine that's going on there. This is personal for him. Now, I think this is my, Putin has said this 10 years ago, that he would like to see the restoration of the Soviet Union. He doesn't think that the Soviet Union ever should have broken up. And he thinks it was a major disaster, blunder on the part of leadership at the time for the Soviet Union breaking up at the time. He wants to see it restored under his watch. He may know his watch is coming to an end and it has to be done. Ukraine is the first step in that. Of course, Crimea was the first step in that. If you look at how Crimea is laid out on the geopolitical scope over there, obviously Crimea gave him a foothold to take over Ukraine. That was, you know, he had Ukraine surrounded. Which brings up another question. How long has Ukraine been surrounded? Knowing that Russia was on every border, basically. And did they have a plan? Was there any kind of plan to defend against a potential battle with Russia? Or did they just say, yeah, if it happens, there's no way we can win it? Were they already resigned to give in on this thing? Because we're not seeing that. From the people of Ukraine, they are fighting very viciously, at least the ones, I mean, there's obviously some people leaving because they're just, their home situation is such that they have to. It's always going to be that. And you get these fake phony people, this one supermodel who supposedly is standing up against, she's holding a gun, got a picture of herself holding a gun with some safety glasses on. You look at the gun closely, it's an airsoft gun. There's also a picture of Zelensky, whatever his name is. He's in there and he's got his flak jacket on. And I was looking at the picture and I don't think it's a real picture. It looks like it's been photoshopped to me. If it actually is him wearing a flak jacket and his camos and walking around in front of a military vehicle, if it actually is him, you know, if it was a video, it'd be a little bit easier to believe. A picture can be messed with. And looking at the neckline and some of the other things around the picture, it just does not look like it's normal. Now, see, they have to do this kind of thing to get their, to do the psychological thing to get people, hey, we need to get in this fight. Our leader is still here with us. And he is. Don't get me wrong. This guy's brave. He's there. He's not leaving the country. He's been offered opportunity to leave the country. The United States offered to get him out. Because for some reason, we've turned into the French. And so we're just going to, you know, we just have to accept defeat before it is even defeated. This is the kind of stuff that, I know I'm just rambling on with all my thoughts this morning, but that's where I'm at. It's just a mixture of goo. It's a mess. We hear weird reports about different things and you don't know who to believe. I don't trust MSNBC or CNN anymore at all. Once in a while, they have a story that actually makes sense. And it's like, there's got to be something wrong with it. I don't trust them. Fox News is so pro one way and seems to be gullible in a lot of other ways, not hearing some of the reports that they've had recently. That also makes me kind of take a step back. It's, you know, epic times, the epic news, and one American news network. And what's the other one? There's another one. Can't remember what it was. Reliable News Now is pretty good. They got a lot of good. They just, what they basically do, Reliable News Now, it's a clearinghouse of a lot of different articles, news articles. They're not, don't necessarily, they themselves don't necessarily. They just conglomerate a lot of different things. It's one place to go for. Oh, here's, in fact, speaking of, I'm just going to go to Reliable News now, and we'll just look at some of this just to get some clarity here and back up a little bit for a couple seconds. Yeah. My dogs are barking again. Right at the top of the list here, the Pfizer jab is only 12% effective for kids 5 to 11. But we got to get every single one of them jabbed. By golly, get them all jabbed. Jab them anyway, because the risks outweigh the rewards, or the rewards are better than the virus is better than the cure. Whatever you're going to say. I don't know. Whatever. I'm in my Joe Biden mode right now. Chi-Com's unleash new hacking tool, taking over world's computers. Great. That's all we need. Military expert says Putin badly miscalculated. Well, that's, some say that, some don't. He's a military expert, which I am not, by the way. That's another thing on my list of things I'm not. Just want to bring that up to you. There's a lot of things. The list of things I am not is much larger than the things I am. Just so you know. What could Putin's next move be? That's another question. That's an article. Who knows? Yet another Democrat flees his party's sinking ship. So I guess another Democrat has left the Democrat Party. Observers wonder what's going on with Putin. Well, he's insane. Vicious assault by Russian. You know, there's also observers wondering what's going on with Biden. By the way, let's just bring that up. Why don't we have an article about that? Vicious assault by Russian forces on Kyiv. I guess it's Kyiv now. I thought it used to be Kiev. Maybe that's a different town. Kyiv continues. Now, I saw a picture of a 40-mile-long convoy. Here again, this is all, you know, who knows? Supposedly 40 miles long. Of course, they only show 2 miles of it. There's a 40-mile-long convoy of trucks outside of Kyiv. And here's a question for you. Why don't they just take a couple planes and strafe the whole thing? Just put some napalm on the whole road right there. Just, they know where they are. They got pictures of it. Let's just eliminate that threat. I'm sure they've got defenses there and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, sure, whatever. Just going to sit there and wait for them to set up their missiles so they can lob them into Kyiv, I guess. I don't know. Rand Paul to force vote to end masks on planes. Let me just say, I am all for that. I think it's going to happen. I think that by the end of, I would before the end of March, masks on planes are going to be a thing in the past. And I also think that Snakes on a Plane is going to be eliminated as a movie. First round of talks between Russia and Ukraine conclude with no agreement. Great. That's great. What'd they expect? They're going to walk in a room and talk us out? Okay, well, since you're all here and you're killing us and you got your trucks all here, we're going to make this agreement where you're just going to drive out. Not. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Joe Biden says, don't worry about nuclear war. Okay, then I'm worried then, if that's what he's saying. I guess worrying won't change anything. I guess in that respect, he's right. We shouldn't worry about nuclear war because worrying's not going to change it. Ukrainian ambassador says Putin should kill himself like Hitler did. That'll work. Yeah, that's a good suggestion. Oh, okay. If I'm Putin and I hear that, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks for the good advice. Appreciate that. I could have used you on my council. Yeah, so we have healthcare workers are saying staying away from Biden mandates with religious exemptions. Okay. New York City ends vaccine passports, but keeps the mandates for city workers. Isn't it great to work for the city? It's great to work for a tyrannical knucklehead leader like that, isn't it? It's just awesome. Of course, now this thing just refreshed. Oh, where did it go? Oh, yeah. So that's great. That's all. Oh, it came back to the same page. Okay, so there we go. MLB willing to cut our out first month of season over collective bargaining. I'm not even sure what that is. Russia severed from outside world as FedEx, UPS, and our latest to cut off business. So there's a lot of things happening there. Nobody's doing business right now with Russia. Imagine trying to get in and out of Russia or Ukraine right now. Say I'm over in Russia on a field trip or on some kind of a mission trip or whatever I'm doing over there. And this is all going on. Can you imagine trying to get out of there now? This is kind of a bad situation. Just 36% say Joe Biden is fit to lead. Who knows how that poll was taken or what the questions that were asked. Lies the media tells about Trump and Russia. And they're continuing to do this. They're continuing to play up this whole Russia collusion thing because they never really denounced it. Did you ever hear the left come out and – or anybody like Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, any of those people that were going after Trump for this Russian collusion crap? And after it was all debunked, after all the reports, the Mueller report, everything else that came out, all the news about the things that were fabricated, the people who were involved, the money that was spent, the phony stuff that went on, the lies that were done to get the Pfizer court warrants, none of them have come out and said they were wrong. And they continue to go down this road of, well, you know, Trump and Russia collusion, Trump and Russia, well, he's still Russia's puppet. This one lady on CNN, I'm going to have to find that clip for later today. I'm going to do a show later today, I think, and just talk about what exactly happened there, what she said, and how ridiculous. This is just derangement syndrome on steroids, things that they're saying. And it does nothing to bring about any kind of unity or understanding or truth or credibility between the American people and the news media. It just destroys it, and they don't realize how much they are just cutting off their nose despite their face. I always thought that saying was kind of interesting. Cut off your nose despite your face. I've got a wart on my nose, so I'm going to cut off my nose. There, now my face looks better. That's kind of what that's about. So the NYC ends vaccine. I already read that. Putin unleashes cluster bombs on Kiev and murders a child. Okay, well, children. That's not going to be the end of that. Teachers union spends big in GOP primaries to elect rhinos. That's unusual. Well, the rhinos, I understand. That would make more sense. Yeah. Chi-Coms can bypass the U.S. banking SWIFT sanctions, making Russians dependent on them. This is something that I think that it was actually discussed before Putin invaded. A couple weeks before he invaded, he went and talked to Xi himself. I think they've worked something out. And I think it actually goes deeper than that. This is speculation on my part. I think, personally, that they have worked out an arrangement, a deal of some kind, where they will plan to unpin oil from the U.S. dollar. Talk about a counterpunch. This could tip the scale on the world stage in terms of the U.S. dollar. And with everything that's going to be happening, these sanctions are actually going to hurt us as bad as they are them. In so many words, I'm just going to say, this is not in the court. Well, that's just the price of freedom. That's the price of, you know, freedom. Oh, freedom from, I mean, like energy independence, that kind of freedom that you absolved us of day one in the White House there when you changed everything. You reversed our energy independence. Now we buy oil from Russia. Yeah. And it's refreshing again, so I'm going to stop with that. And my hour is almost up, so I'm just going to conclude. I'm going to conclude. That's what I do. At the end, I conclude. That's what I do. So it's, like I said, it's a mess. Be careful what you believe. Be careful what you see in media. The things that they're saying. And they may be perfectly innocent in what they're saying. They have no idea. But they haven't backed up any stories. And so as we move forward, there is one place we know we can get the truth. Because we know who the truth is. So I'll just stay with that. Grounded and in peace, experiencing strangely this joy that goes beyond understanding, as well as peace that goes beyond understanding. Because the world's going to look at us and say, why are you able to be filled with joy and have such peace? And then we can give them an answer. And that's what it's all about. Let me tell you why. God bless everybody. Have a great day.